Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. The final match between India and New Zealand, interestingly poised, India is chasing target of 252 runs in ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan holds review meeting in Jammu over security situation in Union Territory. Second part of the budget session of Parliament to begin tomorrow. Over 1,000 killed in clashes between government forces and Bashar al-Assad loyalists in Syria. And Khelo India Winter Games begin in Gulmarg. Now the news in detail. In cricket, India were 183 for 4 in 38 overs against New Zealand while chasing a target of 252 runs in the summit clash of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 in Dubai. India began their chase aggressively, but New Zealand struck back with disciplined bowling. The pitch remains on the slower side, with the ball gripping and stopping, making stroke play challenging. The opening pair of Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill provided a blistering start, stitching together a 105-run partnership for the first wicket. World number one batter Shubman Gill fought hard for his 31 before Glenn Phillips took a stunning catch at extra cover. Soon after, star batter Virat Kohli was trapped LBW by Michael Bracewell for just one run. Rohit, who got off the blocks quickly, registered his first 50 of the championship but was eventually stumped for 76 after New Zealand built pressure with a series of dot balls. Now let's go live to our Dubai correspondent Vinod Kumar for more update of the match. Vinod, how is the match progressing as it has reached a very interesting stage now?
As we speak, Akshar Patel has just hit a six over the deep mid-on to reach to 28 from 36 balls. This match is creating a lot of drama here. We have the tilt is favoring one country and another country by each passing over. To put it precisely, when we started, we had a very comfortable start with reaching the quickest 50 from mere 44 deliveries, which is the quickest in the tournament. And this position in the match has begun to unravel favoring New Zealand after losing three key wickets in quick succession. And in those overs between 20 and 30, we could score only 28 runs in 9 overs with three wicket loss. Now, in the last over, Shreyas Patel also fell to Rachin Ravindra. One thing that is very clear in this match is both teams are facing a real pressure. That is very evident in the fielding side. In the couple of hours back, a simple catch by Jameson, Shreyas Patel was dropped by Jameson, which is not expected from an athletic fielding side like New Zealand. India side also, we dropped a few catches. So this means that the side which is handling the pressure better has got a good chance. Now, right now, we have KL Rahul and Akshar Patel. Both are playing very mature cricket, very good cricket here, and they are in the crease. And if you would ask me, we are in a comfortable position because we have got good batting depth. Even if we lose two more wickets, we have still Ravindra Jadeja to come, a battle-hardened player. We just need around 62 runs from 65 balls, which is easier when you take into account of India's batting strength. Speaking about the pitch is favoring slowly towards the bowlers, but as many cricket analysts have predicted, this pitch is a sporting pitch. It's not a pure bowler's pitch. Even though New Zealand is able to extract 3.4 degrees of turn compared to India's 2, the advantage of the pitch can be taken by the batsman as well. We are getting some bounce, and there is no dew present here. So it can the behavior of the pitch can move either side. So what we do right now is till for another 4 to 5 hours, we should keep maintaining and rotating the strikes without losing any more wickets. What New Zealand should do is to contain their pressure, and we have got some good cricket ahead in the next 10 hours.
Yeah, we know how is the atmosphere over there? Because now that match is so interestingly poised, it must be very electric over there.
Yeah, the United Arab Emirates host Indian diaspora of 4.2 million Indians. So this the stadium is also representative of that. We have out of 25,000 seats, maybe 500 seats belongs to New Zealand, and most of us are all Indian players, Indian spectators, Indian cheerleaders. So this is absolutely an electrical moment here. And whenever a wicket drops, it is pin drop silence, especially that of Virat Kohli when he went for LBW. It was pin drop. You can feel that, a pin drop silence here.
Yeah.
And last over, Shreyas had hit a six. And you know how Indians will react when we get hit a six in the final of the Champions Trophy. So it's great vibes here. Great vibes at Dubai.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Vinod, for your inputs. That was our Dubai correspondent, Vinod Kumar. Earlier opting to bat in the spin-friendly conditions, New Zealand managed to score 251 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. For New Zealand, Daryl Mitchell steadied the innings with a crucial 63-run knock. Towards the end, Michael Bracewell provided a late flourish with a quick fire unbeaten 51 of 39 deliveries. For India, Varun Chakravarti and Kuldeep Yadav claimed 2 wickets each. The second part of the budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till the 4th of April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur tomorrow. The state has been under President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Our correspondent reports that during the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will be taken up. We have a report.
Besides financial business, several legislations, including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, and the Railways Amendment Bill will be taken up for discussion and passage during the second leg of the session. The first part of the budget session of Parliament was held from 31st January to 13th February. The session began with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget on 1st February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi replied to the motion of thanks on President's address in both the Houses. The Lok Sabha had recorded 112% productivity during the first part. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was also tabled in Lok Sabha. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Sekhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed the commitment to ensure health for all and strengthening public health institutions of the country. He was addressing virtually the 48th annual day celebration of the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare, NIHFW, in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda said that NIHFW is the front runner in conducting training, research and capacity building activities for the public health professionals in the country. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel, in her address, said that India has entered into a new era of public health.
We are focusing on enhancing universal health coverage. Schemes like Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Jan Arogya Yojana and the Ayushman Arogya Mandir, we are trying to strengthen our primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services for the citizens of this country.
Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today announced 2 new schemes for girls, the Mukhyamantri Balika Samriddhi Yojana and Mukhyamantri Kanya Atmanirbhar Yojana in Tripura. The announcements was made by Mr. Nadda while addressing a mega party rally in Agartala.
Mukhyamantri Balika Samriddhi Yojana ke tahat Tripura ke har BPL parivar mein jo bitiya paida hogi उसके नाम पर सरकार 50,000 रुपए का बॉन्ड भरेगी और यह पैसा जब 18 साल की बहन होगी वह बॉन्ड 10 लाख रुपए का होगा.
The second scheme targeted toward girl students is Mukhyamantri Kanya Atmanirbhar Yojana. This scheme entails that 140 meritorious girl students appearing for Tripura Board, CBSE and ICSE exams will be given a scooty. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced the plans of the government to form a cooperative organization for drivers in the country. The minister was speaking at the closing ceremony at the Golden Centenary celebrations of the Ahmedabad District Cooperative ADC Bank in Jetalpur, Ahmedabad. The minister said the government is aiming to integrate 2 lakh service cooperative societies and primary milk producer societies into the cooperative movement over the next 5 years to enhance agricultural and dairy sectors. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a three-day visit to Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab starting tomorrow. On the first day of her visit, the President will grace the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambheshwar University of Science and Technology in Hisar. On the same day, she will launch a state-level campaign, Spiritual Education for Holistic Well-being by Brahma Kumaris, on the occasion of their Golden Jubilee celebrations. On the following day, the President will attend the convocation ceremonies of Central University of Punjab and AIIMS in Bathinda. In the evening, she will attend a civic reception hosted by the government of Punjab at Mohali. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has been admitted to AIIMS in New Delhi after complaining of uneasiness. The Vice President was admitted to the hospital last night. Sources said that Mr. Dhankar is currently in stable condition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited AIIMS in New Delhi and inquired about the health of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. The Prime Minister also prayed for his good health and speedy recovery. President Draupadi Murmu today spoke with the wife of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Dr. Sudesh Dhankar, and inquired about his health. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this story and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan chaired a high-level security review meeting in Jammu today, focusing on the nation's security scenario, counter-terror operations and emerging threats. The meeting was attended by top officials including JNK DGP Nalin Prabhat and IGs Bhimsen Tuti and VK Birde. Key points discussed included ensuring security for the upcoming Amarnath Yatra, reviewing counter-terror strategies and addressing emerging threats, particularly around infiltration. The aim is to enhance measures to maintain peace and stability across Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, bodies of a teenager and his two relatives have been recovered at Malhar in Kathua district 3 days after they were reported missing during a wedding function. Our correspondent reports the bodies were spotted in Ishu Nala in Malhar area through drones during a joint police and army search operation. Police officials said investigation is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Mauritius on the 11th of March on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi will attend the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest. There is a lot of enthusiasm among the people of Mauritius regarding the visit of Prime Minister. 70% of population of Mauritius is of Indian origin people. Satish Dayal, in charge of Maurisheshwar Shiva Temple, located near Ganga Talab in Mauritius, while talking to Akashwani News, said that people of Indian origin in Mauritius feel very proud of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership in world affairs.
मॉरिशस और भारत का संबंध पर बहुत महत्व है क्योंकि जो भी इंडिया के लोग आते हैं हमारा मॉरिशस का छोटा भारत मानता है और अपनापन महसूस कराते हैं मोदी जी का सहयोग जितना मॉरिशस में था कोविड के समय पर वो भारत सरकार ही के द्वारा आया है.
In Syria, the death toll from 2 days of clashes between countries, security forces and supporters of ousted President Bashar al-Assad, along with subsequent revenge killings, has surpassed 1,000. The clashes, which began on Thursday in the coastal region of Jablay in Latakia province, has since spread along the Mediterranean coast. The ongoing clashes in Syria are one of the deadliest outbreaks of violence since conflict began in the country 14 years ago. It marks a major challenge to Damascus's new government 3 months after insurgents seized control after removing President Assad from power. In Australia, one person was drowned and 13 soldiers have been injured as the downgraded tropical cyclone Alfred continues to batter the country's east coast, leaving more than 300,000 people without power. Originally a Category 2 cyclone, Alfred weakened into a tropical low but still brought heavy rain and strong winds. The picturesque ski resort of Gulmarg in North Kashmir has officially kicked off the second phase of the fifth Halo India Winter Games 2025. The opening ceremony this evening marked the start of a thrilling competition that will run until March 12. The game will draw over 550 athletes from across the country. Competitions on day one featured a range of winter sports including ski mountaineering, alpine skiing, snowboarding and Nordic skiing events, with participants racing across 5 and 10 kilometers courses at the stunning King Dory Peak near the golf club. Now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The final match between India and New Zealand, interestingly poised, India is chasing target of 252 runs in the ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan holds review meeting in Jammu over security situation in the Union Territory. Second part of the budget session of Parliament to begin tomorrow. Over 1,000 killed in clashes between government forces and Bashar al-Assad loyalists in Syria. And Khelo India Winter Games begin in Gulmarg. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.